broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 2nd. In the year of our Lord, 2017, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the great ways that we can reject a revolution. We can also reject tyranny and stand for the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand for a peaceful restoration as we do our very best in the media and our lives to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Why? Because it's still available on demand, free at your fingertips. And if something strikes your fancy, would love you to tune it in. A lot of times people basically download the weekly shows, and when they're on a trip, they just listen to all 10 hours per week of Liberty Roundtable Live. You can do the same at libertyroundtable.com or on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. All right, this half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like more energy in your day? How would you like to get rid of the feeling of being overwhelmed and depressed and concerned and worried and just flustered, huh? How would you like to get rid of the lack of energy in the afternoons? All right, get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn more, to take the free scientifically backed vigor test, and then with natural health and healing solutions, you can improve that score. Simply call 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. And while you're at it, say, hey, I'd love some incredibly delightful raw honey delivered directly to my door. He'll take care of you on that as well. And if you'd like a business opportunity, ask Kurt. You can make a chunk of change if you work hard. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, 801-669-2211. Also brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Joyce Riley and crew at the Power Hour. A big shout out and a thank you goes to them. Thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys today. Or smile and dial 877-817-9829. All right, now, Trump nominates pro-life judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. We need to thank President Trump for his Supreme Court pick and for keeping his promise, writes the American Family Association. Gorsuch is a proponent of originalism. What's that, you might ask? Well, it's interpreting the Constitution as the founders did. It's not a living, breathing, modifiable, say-anything-you-want document. The founders meant what they said and said what they meant, and Neil Gorsuch is a proponent of that originalism. Study the intent of the founders and the Constitution becomes quite easy to understand, to interpret, to apply to modern times, and to carry it out. That's what we, the people, need to insist on via the incredible checks and balances put in place. Are you in? Mr. Gorsuch is a believer in a broad definition of religious liberty as well. He's pro-life. Wow. We talked about that first hour with a lot of details of who's supporting him and more. Second hour, we had Becky Akers on. She's the author of Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold, two award-winning fiction novels. But man, they're historical fiction. They're incredible. Check them out. Hailstorm is about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots ever known. Also, Abducting Arnold, kind of an interesting twist on Benedict and the real story behind who he really was. Was he the enemy? Was he the traitor history tells? Or is there a different side to that story? All right, check them out. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. TheFreedomCoalition.com. TheFreedomCoalition.com. Kurt, I'm hoping you can go to that website really quick. TheFreedomCoalition.com. We implore President Donald J. Trump to grant pardons to the aforementioned people and to restore them to their families. This website, TheFreedomCoalition.com, is a new project that launched literally about 36 hours ago. We were on a conference call, several of us. We talked about it. We talked about a name. I got the domain on the spot. We literally built a website in about 12 hours while everybody else was sleeping. We spent yesterday, Sam Bushman, Richard Mack, and others, gathering names to support the project, and now this thing has legs. It's going on, ladies and gentlemen. The whole goal, to stop the harassment of government bureaucrats on the people. The regulations are out of control, as Donald wisely said, and the people are being abused by out-of-control government officials, and it's got to stop. And there's a way to do it, and we're building a coalition of groups and individuals to get this done. Now, there's several facets to this goal here. Number one, the goal is to educate people about what's happening. Then to create a committee to evaluate these cases. And a lot of good Americans and leaders are eager to be on this committee. And then to get Donald Trump in Congress to address this issue and hopefully have Donald Trump pardon these innocent people. There is no liberty when innocence is in prison, folks. And that's what's going on here. And the webpage that we talked about, thefreedomcoalition.com or thefreedomcoalition.com, on that website, it gives several examples. And man, this has struck a chord. This has taken off like you could not imagine. And there's two parts to this. There's a main page with a description of what we intend to do. Then some examples of what the problem is. And then below that is a bunch of high-level, heavy-hitting individuals that are signing on to this pledge, to this effort, to this goal, that are saying, you know what, we're willing to participate and be involved. And then there's a petition at the White House. If you click on the sign the petition, then Americans can sign. And I don't mean to divide up, you know, leaders from individuals as if we're more important than anybody else, folks. We're all family, we're all children of God, and we're all equals. However, you know, when you put, for example, Judge Napolitano to something, we're trying to name a lot of these high-level people so that the Congress will take us seriously, so that the president will take us seriously, so that the media will be forced to reckon with us in a serious manner and not dismiss us as nobodies. And so this isn't about anybody being more important than anybody else, but there are two ways to get involved in this effort. If you're a leader, you lead an organization, or your name's popular for some reason, you're a talk show host, you're a celebrity of some type, or you're a, you know, whatever, then your name will be on this other list. That's what we're going for. All right, now, I bring all that up because you can go to thefreedomcoalition.com and learn about it and get involved today. And the reason I wanted Kirk Crosby to pull up this website is we're going to talk about some of the names we've already got on the list. It took us about 24 hours, literally a hard-working 15-hour day yesterday. Myself, former Sheriff Richard Mack, and a couple of other people calling and working with some of these people. And man, some of the names we've landed already are out of this world. Kirk Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir. News the networks refuse to use starts now.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Did you get that page pulled up?
Yes, I did.
Man, it is startling how many people we got on this thing.
Yeah, it is. The only concern I've got is I went to the sign this petition like I did yesterday, and it's showing one signed. I mean, yesterday it showed
this,
one
Kirk.
Signed when I did two.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this, Kurt. That's part of the problem that we're going to have to get to. You're right as rain, and it is a problem. And there's a reason for it, by the way.
Okay.
And it's not us. In other words, everything we've done is right, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll get to that. But for now, though, the main page basically tells you that, hey, there's people all in prison, all kinds of, the government's out of control, busting down doors, getting crazy on people. They're even going after dead people for their money, all kinds of stuff. We got to stop that stuff. So we highlighted several examples that make the point on that webpage, right?
Yes.
Now, did you look through those names who are on there, Kurt?
Yeah. You know, I guess you could say that some of the most memorable, you've got Andrew Napolitano, the judge. You've got, you know, Ted Nugent, Joel Scalzo, Stuart
By the way,
Rhodes.
Ted Nugent just blasted that out to his 20 million Facebook and otherwise fans and supporters, if you will. Did you know that, Kurt? That happened yesterday.
No, I didn't, but that's excellent. Then you got Dr. Scott Bradley, Bob Thorpe, Arizona State House of Representatives, Sheriff Glenn Palmer, Grant County, Oregon, Joyce Riley, Daniel Brigham, the co-host there at the Power Hour, you know, I mean, it's a pretty good list. Joel Alcott, Arizona 10th Amendment Center. Larry Beecraft has showed up there. Sheriff Darleaf, 2016 Sheriff of the Year for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Sheriff Bradley Rogers, Elkhart County, Indiana. Kurt Oda, retired Utah State Rep. Sheriff Mark. Anyway, it's a long list.
Chris Sheriff Ann Pamela Hall. Elliott, well-known sheriff from Texas.
That's right.
On the front of Sheriff Mack's book called "Are You a David?" Yeah, you got Al Baldessaro, well-known New Hampshire rep and Trump surrogate, as well.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right
now. Tom DeWeese, Larry Pratt, you, CSPOA.
I like that.
Officers Association.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So we're talking about, hey, we got a big problem going on. We'll tell you about it. First off, we launched a new website, thefreedomcoalition.com. We've got a lot of key names, a real momentum for our project. Our webpage is doing phenomenal. People are contacting us left and right. People are signing up by the hour. It's tremendous news. But we've got a petition. It's called the We the People petition. Barack Hussein put it together back in 2011. It's a White House petitioning system. And it was going great. A lot of people were putting petitions together, etc. But now it's not happening. And so our petition that we put up there is stuck on one. Although, Kurt, I know for a fact that you and I have both signed it, so that would be two. The problem is it's just stuck on stupid. It's still on one. And so we started to try to look into our code to see, well, what did we do wrong? Why are we? And, well, it isn't us. And now we do more research, and we find out something else is up. And we found out that it's happening to a lot of people. And then we research, and there's some news stories written about this. Right? So the way that people petition site, but now it's shut down. Well, not really shut down. Kurt, you got the details?
Well, yeah, the story I'm looking at looks like, you know, you got a Washington Times piece, 2014, dated January 28, 2014, says, deport Justin Bieber, the White House goes mum on We the People petition site. Talks about after a feverish post-election flurry of responses in late 2012, the White House has dramatically slowed down its answers to petitions the public has filed on President Obama's We the People website, leaving the project stumbling even as it turns into a forum for international communities to settle scores. I talk about some different things back then, but I don't know what else to say about it, Sam.
So the modern articles about this is, now that Trump's taken over, not only is it plagued with problems since Barack took the helm, but now they say it's more than slowed down to a trickle. It's on absolute stop mode.
Oh, okay.
So the bottom line is the site's not even clocking petition signatures anymore. So when you and I go ahead and add our petitions, they're just, who knows if they're being counted behind the scenes, but it's not showing up. That, I guess, kind of helps make sure people think that our petition's not very popular, huh, Kurt? Now, the question is, who's responsible for this? Is this something that Donald has done? Or is this just an oversight? Well, it depends on who you are and what you think, Kurt. I've got my opinion. A lot of the liberals are saying this is all on purpose because they want a petition that says, Donald, we need you to actually answer our petitions. And others are saying, Donald, we want a petition to have you release your tax returns. And others are saying it's all kind of things. So now the speculation is out there that, you know, the Donald has somehow sabotaged this We the People petition site that's a WhiteHouse.gov petitioning system that Barack Hussein put together. But I got my own speculation on this because we don't have the facts. What we do know, well, we have some facts. We just don't have enough facts. What we do know is that our petition counter is not going up, Kurt, at all, no matter how many people sign it. So what do you think's going on, Kurt? Any idea?
You know, I'm at the White House, what do they call it, petitions.whitehouse.gov site, and there are a number of petitions available there, some of them. As far as I can see, one of them with the highest has 476,000 signatures.
Yeah, and what
on
you got to ask yourself is, when did that number clock in versus
right.
what it is
Good
now?
Point.
And then, you know, they might even be having some petition sites do well.
Yeah. Let's see. Anyway, it gets down to 922, 723, 673, 486. I guess there are quite a few on here. Let's see if we can get down to one. You know, I don't.
Now, depending on when you started
your petition. It stops at one called the Impeach Donald Trump, and it's got 164 signed on it. So I don't see any below or listed below that.
Yeah.
It says return to top. So
the question
somehow,
is when you started your petition. Some are saying that once, you know, they started a petition to impeach the Donald, he shut it off. Others are saying nope, and this is where I would fall on this, Kurt. You know what? We don't know the evidence. We know that it's broken and not working. That's factual. Why is the question? Some would say, look, there's no agenda here by anybody. Once they kicked out the IT guys of Hussein, then when Donald took over, their guys just don't understand the petition site yet, and it's just not running right. They've got something to do. I don't believe that either. What I personally think happened is we know that Barack Hussein did everything he could to set up a sabotage for Donald in every way. And we see it from the flurry of executive orders to the sending money to the to the terrorists, to all kinds of things, right? Undermining the Donald, undermining the stability and safety of America big time right before he left office. And so I believe that Barack and those guys sabotaged this site. And you know what? The Donald just hasn't really got wind of it and got time to get somebody to look into it and get it fixed or whatever. Donald may think it's not a good idea to have a petition site like this at all, though. And by the way, there's pros and cons. The liberals would say, oh, he's a tyrannical fascist, and that's why he wouldn't continue with this idea. But look, there's a reality of we are a democracy to some degree, Kurt. But that doesn't mean that the White House, the president, the chief executive elected by the people, that doesn't mean that he needs to set up a democracy website to try to make decisions by democracy rule. So I wouldn't be disappointed if Donald took this down entirely. I think the private sector ought to create their own petition sites in the first place. However, we're being caught in the crosshairs on this because people, if I don't take this petition off, will think only one person signed it. Well, I don't really know the truth. I think it was sabotaged by the Barack Hussein crowd, but can't prove it. What I do know is petition sites are all stalled and people are starting to complain about it. Some blame it on the internet. Some blame it on Barack Hussein Obama. Others blame it on Donald Trump's staff. I don't know where the truth is, but what I know is it's not working. And what I also know is that the likelihood of it being just an oversight or a little glitch, an error, is pretty slim, Kurt. But they say the White House's We the People petition is slowed down to a crawl and now flat out not even working. So there you have it, Kurt. Any thoughts on this?
You know, I think you pretty much covered it, Sam. You know,
I will say this, too. If the Donald did shut it down and didn't tell anybody or explain his reasoning, I think that's not very good. Now, I said, I don't know that I agree that the White House should be spending money and putting up a site like this in the first place. Secondarily, I don't, have a problem if Donald turns it off. But what I like to know is a transparent explanation and an articulated understanding of why, hey, you know, just like I did. I don't believe it's the White House's responsibility to put up something like this. I believe the people can create their own petitions and then submit it to Donald. By the way, the American Family Association, many other private organizations already have their own petitioning systems in place. The Republican Party does, the Democratic Party does, all kinds of people do. Does the White House need one? So I don't have a problem with it being taken down. What my problem is I'm believing that this is a way that I might be able to gain traction for our cause. So we put one together and then it's not working and we don't have an explanation as to why. That's kind of my issue with the whole thing. So anyway, enough of that, but there you go. Do you vote we take it off till it gets fixed, Kurt? Or do you think we should just leave it there and have it not registering, or what?
I guess we could put a little note there and say, when you sign, don't be surprised if it doesn't go up because it's not working, but I don't know. Or you could have it go to a different place, I guess. I'm not sure.
The answer is maybe for us to turn our petition to a different site and look for a petition site and do exactly what I'm advocating, which is a private sector solution in the first place.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we ought to do. The problem is I've only got two hands, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but you got your kind of mind and your, mouth and all that kind of stuff to go with it.
Well, many people say that's the problem, Kurt. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use in just seconds. Check it out, though, thefreedomcoalition.com, baby.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Denver civil rights attorney David Lane, who has represented many victims of police abuse, describes himself as a proud progressive, and he is a very enthusiastic supporter of Judge Neil Gorsuch, a conservative jurist appointed by President Trump to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Antonin Scalia. In a local television news interview, Lane referred to a recent lawsuit he had filed on behalf of a Denver family who had been victimized by a wrong-door SWAT raid. Judge Gorsuch was so outraged at the conduct of the Denver police officers that he made that outrage known to the city of Denver, Lane recalled. That inspired a $1.6 million settlement. So I was very gratified to see that Judge Gorsuch took a civil rights violation like this extremely seriously. Gorsuch is a very conservative guy, but he is a very intelligent man, continues Lane, expressing the unjustified surprise that intelligence and conservatism can coexist. He certainly is qualified for the job. Whether he would have been my first choice, I really seriously doubt it, but that man knows his stuff, and he's very conservative. On the short list that President Trump put together, he would be my choice on that list. Lane has been very active in pursuing civil rights lawsuits on behalf of victims of abuse from the Denver Police Department. Among his clients is a U.S. Army Special Forces veteran named James Moore, who flatlined, that is, was briefly medically dead, after being swarmed, hogtied, and beaten by police without cause. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like sitting here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you in part by... Well, how about it's brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. If you want to make a difference, folks, and you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We're also going to have the FreedomCoalition.com promoted as a sponsor as well, TheFreedomCoalition.com. Not to mention LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, do you believe in a cause? Do you want to create your own petition? You got the petitionsite.com. You got change.org. Start your free petition today. And you got 24/7 access. What do you think, Kurt? I've got to just start a new petition. I've got to do it in the private sector. Be better anyway.
Well, it sounds like it makes sense. You certainly don't have to have the government doing that and so many other things. Maybe it's just part of the 75% less regulation thing that Trump's talking about, you know?
Yeah, they say how many signatures are needed for a petition to be effective. You know, a lot of people are saying, Sam, a petition is just a waste of time. Signing just doesn't make a difference. See, I don't believe that, Kurt. Some people are saying, Sam, the petition days are over. It's a waste of time. We got to take action to save America.
Isn't that action?
Kurt, you just ruined it.
Oh, okay.
They're just saying it's not effective, Kurt. It's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. And what do they want you to do? Take your gun, go get on the courthouse steps?
The problem is they don't really propose solutions, Kurt. They just tell you how bogus petitions are.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And then you say that, and it's just like, Kurt's trying to bring reality to the discussion. I mean, what is he doing? I agree with you 100%, Kurt. And I would say that petitions, if that's all we do, I agree, aren't that valuable. If you just sign and then turn your back on it, it isn't, you know, near as effective as it could be. But if you sign a petition and then you take action to advocate for that petition, then I think that you can really make serious ground. And I'll give you some examples of some people that are really putting petitions into practice and reality. And the American Family Association, AFA, is one of the greatest at it, Kurt. They have what are called petition boycotts. You sign a petition. I'm going to pledge not to go to Target anymore. By the way, I haven't been there since, Kurt. Well, I went one time because my son had a gift card that somebody gave him for a gift, and we went and got something to get, you know, the gift card gone. Not because we wanted to go to Target, but because I don't want them to keep the money, too.
Yeah. Right.
So we did that to drain the gift card. That's the only time I've been there since the petition started. I swore I wouldn't go there, and I'm not, except for that one reason. Nobody would agree that we should just leave them with the money. But other than that, I haven't gone there, and I'm not going to Target, Kurt. I'm just not. Now, I bring that all up to say that's a petition coupled with action. And they've had well over a million signatures on that thing, Kurt. And they've had well over a million families decide not to shop at Target, and they've literally seen Target's value shrink on the public auction or in the stock, if you will. And they've really seen them pay the price. I think that if Americans get involved and back their petitions with action, for example, if you sign the petition for thefreedomcoalition.com, then you got to then call your congressmen and senators and explain, listen, we're working on this goal. We need your help. People need to put their money where their mouth is and help fund it. That's what I think needs to happen, Kurt.
Imagine that. For example, you might even have like a bill that was called the Freedom of Speech Restoration Act, you know, something like that. You know, I mean, I know it's kind of crazy to, you know, restore the freedom of speech, but, you know, it could be part of it, you know.
Anyway, I bring that
up.
So
many good things.
I bring that up because I agree. If you just sign a petition and don't think about it or do anything else, it may not be near as valuable. But if we literally take a million petitions with confirmed signatures, if you will, and we literally take that and deliver it to Donald Trump or to the White House or to Congress, and then we have people advocating, making phone calls, sending letters, going to Washington, talking to their congressmen and senators at town hall meetings when they come home locally. We get on radio programs and talk about it. We write news articles about it with the influence we have. Nobody can tell me that doesn't make a difference, Kurt. I don't believe it. It does make a difference.
Is it as impressive as just burning some cars or, you know, buildings or whatever? I mean, it seems like that's what
depends
gets
on what
the
your
news,
goal of impressive is.
Yeah, good.
If your
point.
Goal is to have fireworks and to go to jail or to destroy the country, then it doesn't work near as well, sir. But if your goal is to advocate for positive, real change that's peaceful and makes a difference, so we've really that boycott from the American Family Association of Target is a great example. We've also had several other boycotts where they've actually changed. Walmart was boycotted for a while and has absolutely changed in great measure because of that. We all worked for the release of Ramos and Campion, two border agents back in the day. We had petitions for that, and they eventually got free, Kurt. So I'm just going to keep standing for what's right, and I know people are going to say, Sam, you're just a wimp. When the going gets tough and the lead starts, Roland, you're just a wimp. You're just not going to take action. You just don't have the stomach, the guts for the real fight. That's what they say. And I say, you know what? I disagree with you. I just understand real solutions. And I'm telling you, war's not pretty and war's not fun. And until we're forced into a war of some kind, we need to do everything that we can to prevent one. I'm going to say it again. We need to do everything we possibly can to prevent one. You know, I'm kind of like...
war of words is a lot better than a war of bullets.
I'm kind of like the guy they call Deacon. Whenever somebody's in the military, Kurt, or a war, they call the guy Deacon. That's the religious guy that prays hard, and everybody laughs at him and says, oh, come on. He's like, no, prayer's our greatest weapon, guys. And they're like, oh, you're goofy. Let's go get drunk and find some women. And he's like, I don't think I'm going to go. And at first, they hate the guy. They think he doesn't have the guts for the blood and the glory. And at first, they think he's just goofy, and he's a prude, or he's a square, as someone called it, or a geek, or whatever. The guy's just, wow, whatever. And they don't want to hear from him. They don't like him. But then what happens is when the lead flies and the bullets happen and everything goes on and Deacon risks his life to save a couple of the guys that they were so rude and mean and unkind to him, and he saves a couple of them because that's what his core values have taught him to do, and he goes in the harm's way to do that. Pretty soon someone's like, you know what? Shut up, man. Quit bugging Deacon. Leave him alone. And the next thing you know, someone's like, hey, can I be in the foxhole with Deacon? I know he's goofy and everything, but I want to help him. All right. And after a while, okay, that's the kind of guy I want to be in the war. I never want to delight in bloodshed. I never want to delight in carnage and destruction. I never want to take part in evil, intentional killing or raping or pillaging or plundering or the other spoils of war. Never. But trust you me, my friends, when it comes to taking care of business, The guy nicknamed Deacon in many examples, stories across this world in war, is the guy I want to be. And the guy I want to be like and the guy I want to be with. And the example that he follows is the ultimate Prince of Peace, our only King, that is Jesus Christ. That's how I'm going to roll, Kurt. And I'm going to do everything I can to peacefully lead in an educational effort to restore the Republic. Now, I know my critics will disagree and tell you that I'm anti-government, but they lie.
Well, you can see why when you do all that nice stuff like that, you can see why people call you a problem.
Well, they ought to call me Deacon, just... Kurt, or they ought to just simply refer to me as a God-fearing family man, Kurt. That's what they ought to do, because that's the truth. A God-fearing, patriotic family man. That's who I am.
Wait, the truth? Like the New York Times, the guys who said, hey, we're going to quit lying, they're going to ante up with the truth, you think?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't that be nice? But I don't expect it, Sam. Do you?
I think that it depends. There are more and more people starting to see the truth, and they will be fair. But the masses and the mainstream press will not, Kurt, will not.
It's a good point, Sam. And that's why the old media is going away, I think.
Amen. You know. And when this thing, if it goes south, which I pray that it doesn't, but if it goes south, I hate to say it, Kurt, they'll be the one to blame.
Yeah. Good point.
That's what we got to do.
Good thinking.
So I'm writing an email to our buddy Kevin, Florida director for the CSPOA, and says, hey, we need a new petition. Kevin, can you please create this?
Yeah.
Petition? ASAP?
Get her done there.
I will put the new one up ASAP. And then thanks, Sam. All right, there you go. We got to get that done, Kurt.
Yeah.
All right, I guess Apple's in the news, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, they got a few stories about Apple. Sam, apparently, remember a little while back, you remember how, it's basically you might as well sell all your Apple stock, all that kind of stuff. But guess what, Sam? The high iPhone 7 Plus demand has fueled better than expected sales. And they're making big bucks. Yeah. Apple in the news.
Yeah, and they say it's the iPhone 7 Plus. I want to talk about that quickly. A whole lot of news coming up. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Kurt. You want to talk about this iPhone Plus sales, they say, really rocking and saving Apple, if you will, Kurt?
Yeah, they say that they beat their goals or their projections, if you will. They say Apple has returned to growth as it sold more expensive iPhones. Now they call them more expensive iPhones. You know, I think that's kind of interesting because what they're really saying is people are sort of stupid to buy that. And I would tell you that those phones are not expensive compared to what the people think. Or else they wouldn't buy them, Sam. They feel like they get a lot for them. But anyway, back to the article, they say, but the company's future is less certain than analysts thought. So you could tell how they're writing this thing. It's not friendly to Apple. The iPhone maker reported quarterly earnings and revenue that easily beat analysts' expectations, but gave future guidance on the lower end of expectations. I think they usually do that. They say this time last year, Apple reported a record quarter with sales of iPhones at an all-time high. After that, it reported three straight quarters of lower year-over-year sales, adding up to its first yearly decline since 2001. Now the CEO, Tim Cook, said on a conference call with investors there was especially strong demand for the iPhone 7 Plus, Apple's higher-end model. By the way, it's the one we got, Sam. We got some of those. Then that it made up a higher-than-expected share of sales. The average selling price of phones grew to $695 during the quarter. Chief Financial Officer Luca Maestri said up from $619 in the September quarter. Bottom line is, Sam, Apple's a great company. Now they're even talking about putting some of their growth and stuff here in America. Actually, things like that, putting some of their, some of their manufacturing here in America. They've got services and different things like that. But the bottom line, from what I can see, there was a CNBC conversation with Tim Cook where he addressed some of the trade rhetoric being put forth by President Trump, including the prospect that Donald Trump could declare a holiday and allow the company to bring back some of its foreign cash and rising trade tariffs. Repatriation, this is what Cook told CNBC. He said repatriation is front and center, and that's good for the country and good for Apple. The border tax would hit the middle-class consumer. That's what he said. Shares of Apple, by the way, have risen more than 6% over the past 3 months. That's one Apple story. The other Apple story, I suppose you want at the same time, right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
That what you're thinking?
But before we go, though, I just want to say that one of the things that Apple has done so well is they always find the ability to know what you need before you need it. And they actually eke out this new product category or this new you got to have thing. So at first, when they decided to make the iPhone Plus, they were so big, most people are like, oh, man, who would want that? And then after a while, people are like, man, I got to have them. I can't see the small ones. Or they're like, my fingers are too big for the small ones. And now basically you got this phablet going on, or a phone and a tablet mixed together to where people love them. And everybody that I've talked to that has an iPhone Plus, I'm like, man, isn't that thing just too honking, too big? And I'm asking the question almost to encourage them to say, oh, yeah, it's horrible, it's too big. And every one of them go, no, you know what? I wish it was smaller. But if it's smaller, all these other things happen, and I don't want that. I love it. I like it. Everybody's all over them, Kurt. No wonder it's hitting it out of the park in terms of sales. So I bring it up say that, you know what, you find what the people want, or you understand something that people don't know they want, and pretty soon it's a must-have. At first people said, oh, well, who would even use a tablet? My gosh, now half the tech people that I know run around and use tablets for half the stuff they do, Kurt. And they wouldn't do without them. Right. For good reason, by the way. Anyway, I just found that fascinating, and I wanted to give Apple a plug, and that's the key to the free market, isn't it, Kurt?
Yes, it is. Actually providing something that people want. Huh. Imagine that.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, at least the other Apple story that I saw said they're basically planning a possibility of if they do make one in America, they will, they'll just charge a little bit more for it. And then you could say, yeah, well, my iPhone's made in America. And frankly, I think they're probably onto something, because people do want to do that. And, you know, they still want to probably sell them in China, but I'm suggesting that those little slaves that they got working in those places for just a few cents an hour or whatever, they probably won't be buying an iPhone 7. Yeah.
Well, not yet.
No.
But if we export the free market to them, Kurt, they can make their country and they can make their world great again, too.
That's right. They
maybe not great again.
Use our Constitution.
Maybe not great again, because maybe they haven't had it.
Yeah.
It could just make them great, Kurt. Because, look, we don't have, just so everybody understands, there's not a given size pie. And if, I get a bigger piece of the pie than everybody else gets hosed, then they don't get a good piece of the pie. That isn't how liberty and the free market works. Right, Kurt? How does it work?
Well, it's amazing to me, Sam, is there's this idea that if somebody, you know, earned something, then they took yours, but that's not the way it is, Sam. There's more, like God said, there's enough and to spare in the world, and that's when we're keeping his commandments, doing his things that he asks us to do. You know, and that's what we ought to encourage, right?
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Kurt, can I just interrupt the whole conversation before you get to your next story?
Sure.
I know these stories were supposed to go together and all that. We'll get there. But I'm just telling you right now, our buddy Becky Akers, who we had on yesterday, just emailed me.
Mm-hmm.
And she told us she was going to write an article about our efforts for the freedomcoalition.com on Lou Rockwell.
Yeah.
It's done. It's called Petitioning for a Redress of Extreme Grievances.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, it's said only like Becky can say, right? I mean, she just nails it every time.
Good point.
That's why we have her on the radio.
Yeah.
We don't agree with her on everything, by the way, either, folks. And I don't bring that up to sow discord. I'm just telling you, we can work with people we don't agree with on everything. She's an anarchist. We're constitutionalists, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, we can work on so many things together, it's shocking. That's exactly what we need to do.
Yep.
And anyway, so Becky Akers wrote this incredible article. Did you see it? Kurt, it's on LouRockwell.com.
I will look for it. I didn't see it yet.
Anyway, I'm just telling you, she's an eloquent writer, to say the least, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And I want to commend her and thank her for her efforts. She just does a bang-up, killer job. It's called LRC Blog, LouRockwell.com. And anyway, she talks about these millions of political prisoners languishing in jails. Anyway, it's amazing. She talks about the Lord's clear command of the contrary, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, see, she just gets it. anyway, I'm just proud of her. I think we're, like I told you, and the White House says we only have one signer. But we've got columnists writing articles, and Judge Napolitano. We've got Ted Nugent putting it on his Facebook page and promoting it to about 20 million people, Kurt. And then the White House is like, oh, you have one signer. By the way, that signer was me before Kurt signed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I even got the email back from the White House that says, hey, by the way, you know, now you got to confirm your signature. And I did that. And, hey, nothing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
Anyway.
But, like you say, what we really probably need to do is just not have the White House doing petitions, have them, you know, doing the only things that the Constitution says they're supposed to, and the rest of us can worry about the rest. Huh?
Yeah, and you know what, though, Kurt? We're doing that right now. I've already, on the break, called one of our guys, and we're working on the private petition now. I researched and found a site that can do it.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a private sector petition replaced within hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just how we work when Americans get together as a team, what can be done. You know, sometimes I get more credit than I deserve, Kurt, you know, just because I don't know, like in a rock band, they call it the front man, right? That's the singer, the guy that talks to the crowd, the guy that's, you know, in a talk radio, to some degree, I'm the front man, right? Or the quarterback or whatever you want to say. I don't really delight in being in that position. I guess what I'm trying to bring up, though, is that without my team, without my people, I couldn't get any of this done. And so oftentimes, you know, the front man gets all the credit, but the guy playing the drums and the guy playing the sax and the guy, you know, on the guitar and the guy you might not even see doing the lighting and the sound behind the scenes in a little cubby hole that you don't even see, those guys deserve every bit as much credit, and many times more so. And I'm just telling you that Kurt and Kevin and there's so many people, all of you listeners, our huge extended family for Liberty, you're all part of that. And I just want to thank you and tell you that, you know what, I'm just grateful to be one of you. I'm grateful to be part of it. I'm grateful that you have somewhat confidence in me to help the sacred cause of Liberty roll forward. I just want to express my gratitude and tell you that I love you, all of you, and I appreciate you. Even though sometimes I may be so busy, I don't take the time to express it like I should, understand that I absolutely feel that way. And thank the Lord for all your help and support daily. And I'm telling you right now, I'm grateful to be part of this incredible team called Make America Great Again. This incredible team called Restore the Republic and the Traditions of Our Founders. Anyway, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Your help in every way, including financial, would be greatly appreciated. We declare this nation shall endure.